from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're dealing with new challenges this year. We don't have a chip on our shoulder in terms of people trying to use that as motivation. I've never used a failure from the previous year as motivation, and I've never used the success of a previous year's motivation. We won't do that this year. That's not who we are. We want to recreate ourselves in the best light we can. And this team has been fun to coach.
There you go, Kirby Smart. We're not doing any chip on our shoulder stuff because we didn't win the national championship last year. We also wouldn't be motivated by the fact that we had won the national championship last year, had we? So then what is motivating? Just the right to do it?
Yes, winning another one.
Yeah, just
winning,
trying to
win another. Because remember
the new challenge.
You remember when they won the first one, and it, one of the things he preached on was like, with this team is that team won one. Y'all haven't done anything.
Right.
And so, I mean, even though some of those guys were on that team.
Right. It's a different team.
It's a different team.
You guys haven't done anything.
Yeah, and so that's how he's going to view it this year, man.
Last year they weren't going to be hunted.
Yes. Was that it?
Or was that 2 years ago?
Might have been. Whatever. So they're hunted.
He usually has one. You know what I mean? He's got his Kirby-ism, like his T-shirt thing, which, whatever, it's fine. I mean, every coach does that.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to get whatever you got to get your team motivated to do because you're on the top of the mountain and everything like that, and because, you know, you're going to get everybody's best shot all the time. Yeah. And that's why I always say Georgia got to go to Alabama, Georgia got to go to Texas. What the hell? They gotta face Georgia coming to Tuscaloosa, or going to Austin, Texas, or going to Oxford, Mississippi. Right.
That game for them will like what we talked about last week with Shedeur Sanders. Like, that will genuinely be the Super Bowl for those teams.
Yeah.
Because that's who Georgia is right now.
Yeah.
Like, when Georgia comes to town or you go to their house, that's the biggest game of your season.
Yes.
Now, you have a rivalry game for sure.
Right.
Auburn, Alabama. Like, there's different games that mean different things, but that is your biggest opportunity to prove to the country what you're made of.
Yeah.
And if they're coming in your house and you're Texas or you're Alabama or you're Ole Miss, whatever, and you view yourself as a playoff team, national championship contender, you better not let them come in there and smoke you.
Exactly.
Because then you're not.
Because that's the thing about it. Like, is like they're.
And they can.
Like, yeah, exactly. Georgia's coming. Like, Georgia's coming to get. Don't get it wrong now. Yeah, they're hunted and blah, 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 blah. No. They're still the best team in college football. They're one of the most physical teams in football. They got a veteran quarterback that has all the potentials to be a top flight NFL quarterback. The dude's big. What they call it, a Hauser?
Howitzer.
Howitzer, yeah. One of those.
And a Hauser.
Yeah, one of those and everything like that. I mean, the dude can play, and they got everything around. Their biggest thing is going to be replacing Brock. That's going to be the biggest thing.
Yep.
It's replacing that dude.
And McConkie.
And Ladd. But more than anything, replacing Brock Bowers.
No offense to Ladd McConkie.
Yeah, but more.
Brock Bowers is one of the best college football players ever.
Ever. And replacing a guy like that. They got a good room. Now, they don't have one of them.
Yeah.
But they got a really good tight end room. And
everybody, you're right. He's not him. I'm not trying to say he's him. Yeah. But also 3 years ago, we didn't know who he was.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's true.
There's always somebody next. They're raving about that Stanford kid.
Yeah. He can play.
They go crazy about that
Stanford
kid.
He can play, man. He can play. I don't know if he's that guy.
Probably not.
I don't know if he's 19.
He's probably not that guy.
But, yeah, I mean, they got so many good things going for him and everything. But, yeah, that's going to be the biggest thing is the challenge of the schedule. But more than anything as the schedule thing, it's about health. I think if Georgia stays healthy, there's nobody.
Right.
Outside of losing your quarterback, outside of losing him, like, if they stay healthy, it's not going to be a problem.
Right. But you know they won't because it's the SEC and it's a long season and all that kind of stuff and it's football.
Right.
But that's why you have the depth.
Yep.
That's why you have recruiting class after recruiting class after recruiting class on guys on guys on guys. And they have those guys. And that's the thing. Like, starting 22, offense, defense, whatever, as good as any in the country. But that you got to go further than that. Yes. Like, it's 40.
Yes.
They got the best 40. Them, Ohio State, maybe Alabama. Like, there's a couple of schools. Texas.
Texas is in there, yeah.
There's schools like that. That's why they're the ones that are considered the favorites to win the national championship this year. But, yeah, man, I mean, there should be no motivation needed beyond we're good as hell,
yep.
and we're about to have a season where we can win a national championship.
Yes. Period.
Last year, whatever. Like,
yes.
legacy,
blown
whatever.
Call. It's a blown call.
Like,
yes.
We have an opportunity right now with this group. You look around that locker room, you're like, that guy's going to the NFL. That guy's a top 10 pick.
Right.
I'm a top 10 pick. We got the best coach in college football. Like, if we can't get motivated with just this
right.
to try to win it, what are we doing?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know, everything as far as what happened last year in the SEC championship game. You got beat. Alabama beat your ass. You know, were there some calls? Yes, he was. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, sure.
But you just didn't play your game. You did not play what you were supposed to do to win that football game.
Had they played as well as they're capable of playing, one missed call.
Exactly.
A couple things that go this way, that way wouldn't have made the difference.
Exactly.
The margin for error for Georgia has been built to be so large over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you can get away with a couple things.
Can't
like
get away with it.
We didn't play good.
Yeah.
They had a weird game plan.
Yes.
Like, you respected the quarterback too much.
Too much.
It was all weird. Like, I don't know. They went back to, like, pre-national championship mentality Georgia.
From, like, sophomore year.
That was, I mean, I wouldn't go that far back. That was almost like SEC championship game year one. Not national championship one. Like, mentality.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I remember that game
yeah.
where they lost to those guys? And
yeah.
it was like, what do you get? Come on. Let the guys loose.
Yeah.
Let them be athletes.
Release the hounds.
Exactly right. What are we doing here? Anyway, it's Georgia Day at SEC Media Days today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.